Good morning. I'm Charles Hill, here on RTL Today with your Saturday morning news, sport and weather. Artificial intelligence could automate around 64,000 jobs in Luxembourg, with administrative support roles facing the highest risk, according to a new Economic Outlook report published by Statec. Statec estimates that 14% of jobs in Luxembourg are at high risk of automation, meaning AI systems could perform most of the core tasks currently carried out by workers. A further 55% of exposed jobs are expected to be augmented by AI, but with technology assisting workers rather than outright replacing them. Amazon has reached an agreement on a social plan following 2 weeks of negotiations between the company's leadership team and the staff delegation. Under the deal, the number of roles affected by organizational changes has been reduced to 370, after adjustments reflecting what the company described as business needs and local strategy. Although a significant number of redundancies, the figure of 370 is less than the 470 anticipated in earlier reports. Those affected won't find out until February next year. Fighting between Thai and Cambodian forces continued early on Saturday, hours after US President Donald Trump said the two countries had agreed to a ceasefire. Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul said he had told Trump a ceasefire would only be possible after Cambodia had withdrawn all its forces and removed landmines. He later declared in a statement on social media, "Thailand will continue to perform military actions until we feel no more harm and threats to our land and people." At least 21 people have died in the renewed fighting, and 700,000 have been evacuated on both sides. The number of people who entered the European Union's external borders without documents has decreased by around a quarter compared to last year, Frontex reports. The agency, responsible for monitoring borders and coasts, said that around 60% fewer people entered the EU via West Africa this year, and over 40% fewer people also arrived via the Balkans. Most people continue to arrive via Italy, accounting for a full 40% of the overall total. Around 62,000 people left the EU for the United Kingdom, remaining stable with previous figures. The United States Overseas Envoy will travel to Germany this weekend to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders for the latest round of high-level talks on ending the war. Steve Witkoff, who has been leading White House attempts to mediate between Ukraine and Russia, will discuss the latest version of the proposed peace agreement in Berlin. The Trump administration is pushing for a deal to be in place by Christmas and has held several rounds of talks with Ukrainian and Russian representatives in recent weeks, although there has been little sign that a breakthrough is imminent. Moving on to sport, Indian fans of football superstar Lionel Messi were left disappointed early today as the Argentina and Inter Miami player left the stadium visit earlier than expected as he starts a three-day so-called GOAT tour of the country. Angry spectators, some of who had paid upwards of $100 for a chance to see their idol, broke down barricades and ripped out stadium seats as they felt shortchanged. Messi had earlier unveiled a 21-meter statue showing him holding aloft the World Cup. He will now travel to Hyderabad, Mumbai and New Delhi to complete the tour. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. It's a typically grey December day with lots of clouds and fog, but fortunately it should remain mostly dry. Temperatures are currently around 6 degrees, rising to a maximum of 8 later on today.